السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We continue our series Know Your Allah, taking a look at the attributive names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And we are currently discussing Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari, the one who creates from non-existence into existence, and Al-Bari, the one who then sustains, commands and controls whatever he has brought from non-existence into existence. A quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. I had explained that you put a dead seed into a dead piece of ground, and Allah's creative ability is such that Allah sends the rains, or Allah provides you with the water, and from that dead ground and dead seed, you get a root which produces a tree, which then gives off flowers and gives off fruit, which you consume and nourishes you and nourishes the animals which are for your benefit. That is the one example of the creative power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we discussed yesterday. Then we took a look at the verse of Surah Al-Mulk where Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah is the one who made the earth subservient to you. You plant, the earth grows. You take, the earth gives. And then your waste, you put back and the earth absorbs. It's Allah who has created that ability in the earth. And today we take the discussion further. A verse from Surah Ar-Ra'd describing the creative powers of Allah. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِتَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah says, on one piece of land, on one earth, there are tracts of land, orchards of grapes, plantations, date palms, some of which grow in clusters, some of which do not grow in clusters. All of it irrigated by one water. If you look at what grows on earth, right? Some land produces barley, other land produces cotton, other land is more conducive to producing grapevines, some land wheat, other land date palms, then certain areas of the earth, a particular type of date, other areas of the world, another type of date. But all of it is being nourished by one water, one wind, and one sun. It is only an ignoramus. It is only someone without understanding who will not realize that there has to be an all-powerful, all-controlling, all-capable being that can send one water, one wind, one sun, and the different lands on the earth provide and they produce the different types of fruits and crops that we see. In Surah Abasa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. That, oh man, look at your food. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. We send down the water. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. We split the earth. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَدْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Allah says, we gave you the grapes, the greens, the olives, the date palms, the lush gardens, the fruits, and the food for you and for your animals. One water, one wind, one sun, one all-capable, all-powerful, ever-existing Allah. That is what we are highlighting in the series this entire month of Ramadan. I'll give you one more example and we conclude. Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, you want to see my creative ability? وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبَرَةٌ. Look at the livestock. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. If you look at the stomach of the animal, on the one hand you've got the excreta, on the other side you've got the blood, both of which is impure, najis. It falls on your clothes, you've got to wash it, you can't perform salah. But between that, we produce for you milk, which is pure, which is wholesome, which is nourishing, which is pleasing to your eyes, and it's delightful to your taste buds. Allah is saying, look at my creative abilities. Look at my creative abilities. In everything, and I said this yesterday, and I want to reiterate this today. When you walk to the masjid, look around, listen to the sounds, the heavens, the earth, the trees, the birds, the animals, the very food that you ate for iftar, in everything around us, there is sign of the existence of the great creator, Allah. Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.